Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
So, Patrick, it's a new year, and I've been thinking about a new business venture for us.
Oh, cool. What is it?
Aquariums.
Aquariums?
Yes, aquariums. People love aquariums. I mean, fish, coral, that little diver guy and whatnot. Oh, and here's the kicker. They're all made in America. Okay, Patrick, on all the episodes in this 2020 series we've been doing, you know, we ask people, tell us your favorite song or album or both from the previous year. And, you know, people call in and do that. And in all the episodes so far, we've had very few people who went with the both. Usually it's either a song or an album, and then a few people gave us both. Now, in today's episode, this is really going to change.
Oh, really?
We're going to do three calls, and all of them is a both.
Wow.
All right, so we got a lot to get through in this episode.
Excellent.
All right?
Yep.
All right,
ready to go.
Let's get right to it. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I am Patrick Boston.
And let's just go right in to call number one here.
This is Kevin Bartlett from Forest Park, Illinois. First of all, I want to thank Jim and Patrick, the interns, the Hootenanny. I was only able to attend a couple. And, of course, the community itself for getting us through a truly bizarre 2020. The song that I want to highlight is Everything's Right by Phish. Now, the song has been played live for the past couple of years. Phish usually do that, the workout songs, you know, on the road. But its official release was on the Sigma Oasis album that came out in April. It is positivity of the song that just keeps me coming back to it. There are lines like, I'm in prison without a crime. The sentence stretches on undefined, which certainly feels like the pandemic. But then we get to everything's right, so just hold tight. And it's that, for me, it's that positivity, you know, just we're going to get through this. Everything's going to be moving along. And I needed that positivity in my life this year. And that's why that's my personal song of the year. I also want to highlight one of my favorite albums of 2020. I have a hard time picking out favorite albums, you know, in a ranking order. Also, one of the conditions that I use is that I physically have to own the album. And so, you know, I think I purchased around 20 albums that were released brand new in 2020. And the one that I want to highlight for the community is Lamentations by American Aquarium. BJ Barham is the leader of American Aquarium, and I think he is just an incredible songwriter. I've actually seen reviews where he's been referred to as the Southern Springsteen, and having seen them perform live a few times, I can certainly understand why that comparison is made. I think his songwriting has just been outstanding. A few of the standout songs from Lamentations is A Better South, Me and Mine, and The Luckier You Get. I think the community will really enjoy this album. If you like Drive-By Truckers, if you like Jason Isbell, I think you're going to like American Aquarium. And on that note, I want to say take care, everybody, and looking forward to a fantastic 2021. We need it, and we need live shows. Take care.
Okay. Thanks very much, Kevin.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Good to hear from you, man.
Appreciate
it. And
that.
I'll tell you this, Jim, I want to say thanks to Kevin for his sentiment that we helped him get through a difficult year. And we've heard that, you know, from a couple people. And to me, it's, you know, not only enormously important, but also it kind of makes me think how, you know, bad the situation has gotten, because when we're the voice of sanity, Jim, the world is in deep shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
No doubt about it.
I don't know. I don't know about you. I'm honestly just kind of going nuts being in the house all the time.
Yeah.
You know, except for grocery runs, essentially. That's about
right.
It.
Yeah.
And if I wasn't able to connect with you and have this microphone to talk and just talk into, I don't know
Seriously.
What my life would be like. So I'm happy that people feel similarly about hearing us, although, yes, it does seem like maybe you need to seek some help for that that affliction. Right. But nevertheless, I want to start with the second part first of his call, okay. which is American Aquarium's Lamentations. We played a song yeah. off of this earlier in the year from a new music episode. And let me see. I'm not sure who picked this song, but anyway, it's we played The Luckier You Get back in June. But anyway,
nice.
This is a good band. I like them a lot. I got turned on to them by Corey Brannan.
Yeah.
From following good him man. On Twitter, he would talk about American Aquarium. I think he may have toured with them for a while, open for them cool. or something. But he turned me on to this band through his tweets, and I got into them, and I agree. I agree totally with the assessment. It's smart songwriting, and it's got a certain emotional punch to it. And today, let's play a song called A Better South.
Down here, we're still fighting for all the wrong reasons. Old man still defends monuments to treason. To the right side of history, we're always late. Still arguing the difference between heritage and hate. The only dream ain't worth having is the one you won't chase down. They say sing your song, boy, shut your mouth. But I believe in a better sound. I believe in a better sound.
Okay, I think I get the kind of like Southern Springsteen idea. It's not in the voice, but it's in those like little touches in the arrangement. You know, there's like yeah. little kind of like, I don't know, like little bells or something, a little yeah. stuff in the background there that gives it that kind of mm-hmm. Jersey Shore touches. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, that's American Aquarium, Lamentations. I would agree. Check that one out. They're on New West Records. They're a really good band. So now we turn to Kevin's Song of the Year by right. Phish. And I got to tell you right now, I'm looking, this song is called Everything's Right. I liked what he had to say about it and the messages of, you know, hope and positivity and everything. But I also got to say, it's Phish. It's a 12-minute song. So
yeah. Totally.
You're going to get a lot of positivity and messages of hope, I think, in this song. Anyway, I guess we'll start at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Time to get out. I paid my dues. I need to shout. There's no time to lose. No more to give. The well is dry. The pavement's worn. My brain is fried. It's time to get out. I paid my dues. My shoes have holes. My socks are bare. The mirror's secret is I'm losing my without a crime, the sentence stretches on, undefined. It's time to get out. I paid my dues, I paid my dues. But everything's right, so just hold tight. 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 Everything's right, so just hold tight, just hold tight.
Okay, you're a Phish fan, right?
Yeah, man, I've seen them a lot of times, and I really like the band. I've always appreciated the way they took up the mantle from, you know, one of the greatest American bands of all time, the Grateful Dead, and sort of carried it on. I mean, I kind of feel like, I don't know, there was a tradition and, you know, kind of an underlying heartbeat out there, and they picked it up, and
yeah.
They were good at it. Yeah,
they were. And so good that they were accepted by the Dead community, totally, I think, right?
Totally, totally. Yeah, they were sort of the heirs to the throne and wore it well and were creative and innovative. And I don't know, I thought they took a lot of the Dead's business models to the next level, too, and adopted it to modern times, which is really cool. But I'll tell you one quick story. My wife once came with me to a Phish concert and someone spilled a beer on her. And
what, was that you?
No, it okay. was not right, me, right. actually. It was somebody like dancing.
Someone. And, okay. No, go on.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I swear to God, in this case, it wasn't.
Okay, all right.
4 out of 5 times it was me, but this time it wasn't.
Okay.
And And so she's held that against them like forever. And I'm like, that's the stupidest reason not to like a band I've ever heard in my life, especially Phish, because, you know, if you get out of a Phish concert without a beer spilt on you, you're doing great.
That's right.
You know,
that's great. Like, that's a great story.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, I've always liked them. Yeah, totally. And that was cool. And, you know, the whole theme of positivity in a song means a lot.
Yes, of course.
And this year, too. So,
yes, of course.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin, so much.
Man. Yes. All right. Let's see here. Next up is a familiar voice, I think.
Hello and happy new year. This is Justin Steiner from Valparaiso, Indiana, calling in with my 2020 music picks. Man, 2020 was a year that we needed music almost more than ever, right? As a teacher, I had to switch from seeing all my kids in class back in the spring to going to a completely remote e-learning module, which meant that I actually was able to listen to more music during the day, and it really helped while I was keeping track of everything and planning and figuring out how to teach in that whole new way. And that just carried over because, you know, I was home a heck of a lot more, so I had a lot more time to listen to music this year. Anyway, my album pick of the year actually goes back to the beginning before Corona started affecting our lives so much, and that is Not a Surf's Never Not Together, which came out early in the year. It's a fantastic record, full of their melodic power pop stuff with fantastic lyrics. I listened to it a lot, actually, running the track at the YMCA back when that was something that you could do, and the weather was bad, and I don't want to break my leg in the cold and the dark and the ice. So I have fond memories of listening to that sometimes two or three times a week as I was going around the track. Standout tracks include Something I Should Do, which harkens back to their talk singing from their debut. But So Much Love is an amazing opening track. They have a kids chorus in I'm Looking for You. Come Get Me has just a wonderful piano organ going on, and it's just a fantastic album. It's a great band, and they've put out one of their best albums, I think, ever this year, which was amazing. As for my song pick, I have to go with Jeff Rosenstock's Ohio Turnpike off of his No Dream album this year, which was another favorite album. But Ohio Turnpike just it gets its hooks into you right away. I loved it so much that I wanted to cover it during the Hootenannies this summer. Learned how to play it, which is crazy because there's a lot of chords, a lot of different sections that switch back and forth to the rocking, and the lyrics are great and just kind of driving power pop feel, but then it abandoned and finally kind of gets chilled out at the end. It's a fantastic song. And speaking of the Hootenanny, I just want to thank you guys again for starting that up this year. That has been an amazing part of the year, getting to see all the creativity of the Rockin' the Suburbs community, and I've enjoyed greatly being a part of it. So thank you, Jim and Patrick. Thank you, interns. Thank you, my fellow Hootenanniers and the podcast listeners. I was lucky to be on the pod once this year, and hope to do it again sometime in the future. All right. Thank you. And have a great 2021.
All right. We love hearing from Justin, of course.
Always. And, you know, as he mentioned there, another one of those voices like Nick Glass and a lot of these people who have called in, valued members of our community, members of our community, just great, incredible people. You know, he feels like an old friend when I hear him, when I hear him talk. Yet he said he appeared on the pod once, right? And so a lot of people who listen every day may not know Justin, but such an amazing guy. So fun. And, you know, we talked about this year being really bad, and it has been 2020, of course. Yet one of the things I think that has started to come to the forefront, but we all got to remember, is that people like Justin, who are teachers, play an incredibly valuable role, you know, in educating our children and keeping their, you know, their lives on the right track and all that. So, you know, thanks to Justin and everyone who's a teacher out there who does something to educate our young people. Like, totally undervalued and underpaid.
I mean, imagine, you know, with all the difficulties that you or I have had, it's nothing like that to be trying to, make sure these couple dozen kids or whatever is in his class get a good education, while sitting at home looking at a computer screen. I mean, that's got to be rough. So I'm sure he's doing a great job, but it's not easy, folks. So
Yeah, and we're glad to play any small part in that, Justin, and thank you for being part of the community. And I'm excited to hear these songs. As anyone who listened to this podcast historically knows, I'm a huge Not a Surf fan.
Well, now here's the thing I want to say real quickly on that is this album, Never Not Together, came out early in 2020. And I actually went to see Not a Surf on this tour. I went with Dan Gursky at the Black Cat.
That's right.
Dan Gursky.
Beautiful Dan Gursky. Yep.
And also my daughter Mackenzie came, and it was the first time we had ever gone to a club show together. I mean, I had taken her when she was younger to like sort of the bigger, you know, like Paramore and Arena, like that kind of stuff. It was the first time she and I went to a club show together, and it was so much fun. And
A quality first club show.
Yeah. Right there. And we
Black
got some
Cat
really good
in DC. Yep, oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And there's a good falafel place across the street that we went to ahead of time and all that. It's wonderful. But what I'm trying to get at here is I only went to three shows in all of 2020 because of the pandemic, right? This was one of the three. The other two were Mike Snyder and I went to see Drive-By Truckers at 930 Club. And I went to see Soul Asylum over here at the Tally Ho.
Oh, that's right.
With Kevin Goff.
That's right. Great shows, though. Quality.
So how
three
about that?
Three, Jim.
Three shows in 2020, and Not a Surf
really
was 33% of my going that year. So
fantastic.
Anyway, let's hear the single from this album, Never Not Together, with So Much Love. That's great. I mean, it's what they
wonderful
do, right?
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And the singing and the melodies and all that, gorgeous.
Right. So Justin's song of the year was Jeff Rosenstock's Ohio Turnpike.
Yeah, man.
We played that before on a new episode. I picked it, I think. A new episode earlier the year. So we will play it again.
Raging tune.
Yeah. We will play it again in this episode, but let's save that for the playout song later. Okay?
Good idea. Yep.
All right.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right. We have one more call for today.
Outstanding.
Hi, this is Greg from the suburbs of Chicago. I'm calling about my favorites of 2020. I haven't called you guys in a while, but with this COVID, it's been a year that music really helped me get through. My favorite album of the year is by Jeff Tweedy called Love is King. Not only is my favorite album, but Jeff Tweedy and his family have been doing a show every night from their home. It started during the quarantine. It was 5 days a night. Now it's down to 3 nights a week, but it's just Jeff, his wife, and the two sons recording from their home. It's on her Instagram account, Stuff in Our House. She really helped me get through the quarantine when we were stuck at home. And his album is one of my favorites, Love is King, like I said. He's also written a book, so he's been pretty busy. So the album was recorded with him and his two sons. And it's really a great album to listen to. He also did a video of it, a video from the album of the song Gwendolyn. It's a great video if you get a chance to watch it. Speaking of videos, it's also for my song of the year, Camp, Officer of Love. That video is like an animated video. It's pretty good, and the song is really catchy. It was a great song to listen to. I mean, it'll probably be on my list for perfect pop song, too. But it's a great song to listen to, and it was released as a single this year. So it's good talking to you guys, and hopefully this quarantine will be over soon, and we can get back and see some live music. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
Totally. Thank you, Greg. And, you know, that sentiment about getting back to shows, Jim, is vitally important.
Right? It would be so nice, wouldn't it?
It would just really mean a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I just, you know, Greg mentioned like the live stream stuff and everything. I haven't really gotten into that. To me, live music is really an in-person experience. I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying there isn't something there.
No.
But it's just, I'm not going to do it like I'm going to go out and see concerts. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Just,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's appreciated all around that somebody like Jeff Tweedy would do that, you know, open his home and his family up to help others get through stuff. But yeah, there's no replacing the magic of, you know, a band.
Right. So I feel for these musicians who can't go out and do the thing they love to do. And, you know, we'll get there. We'll get there. So
yeah, we'll get there.
This Jeff Tweedy album is Love is the King. And let's hear this song he mentioned, Quindy.
I can take another day. Oh, I don't know how I could ever say I'm okay being so far away. Oh, I don't think that I can take another day. When she starts to speak to the county police with a plastic cup between her teeth, the sun beating down like a big trombone. That's right when I start missing home.
All right, there you go. That's pretty, you know, classic Jeff Tweedy kind of stuff, right?
Totally. Totally talented about putting songs together and sounds together, which I think is amazing. I mean, Tweedy's a hero of mine in the sense that he's, you know, completely dedicated his life to creating his art. And he's done a damn good job of
it.
He really has. I mean, you know, it's kind of amazing what he's done. Anytime he puts a record out, you know, it deserves a spin for sure. And I think when anything gets you through a year, like helps you do it, right? Whether it's a live stream or, you know, another album by one of your favorites, it means a lot to you personally. And that's why it's important not only to make the big bucks, to sell the big records like we do, Jim, but also to continue pursuing your art in the face of adversity, which we also do.
So. Yep. The song of the year from Greg is Camp. By Camp.
Two A's.
Yeah, that's right. There's two A's in that. And it's Officer of Love, which was a single.
Nice.
Baby, blue bandana drives by in a pickup truck. Got a white stripe right down her side. Tires on the mud. She is an officer of love. Officer of love, and I'll obey her every word.
Okay, that was a really nice song.
Yeah, it was really cool. And I just want to say, like, I think most of our community, I don't want to speak for our whole community, but I will say this. I don't think any of us ever dream about getting roughed up by a female police officer.
Okay, no, not at all.
No, never happened.
Okay, so where are we going here? Oh, yeah, we're going to do the play out, the Jeff Rosenstock thing, and then do more of the series, the 2020 series tomorrow, all right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. And thank you, Greg, and thank you, Justin and Kevin. Jim, it means a lot that we get all these calls.
It does. It really does. It's amazing. Yep. You guys can enjoy the mix CDs that will be coming your way.
That's right.
By,
I don't know, Easter.
Easter. We're shooting for Easter this year.
Yeah. Well, we're
or we've Easter actually, of 2022.
That's right. Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the more surprising when they arrive. You never expect it. Right. When you least expect it, expect it.
Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is Jeff Rosen.
When I see your face after 5 miles home, I know why I'm not alone. Can you call my name through the water slow? Because I don't wanna feel alone. Because I don't wanna feel alone. No, I don't wanna feel alone. Because I don't wanna feel alone.
Okay. Diver guy. He's always in there.
Yeah.